Mishnah Beis and Mishnah Gimel will now introduce to us the difference between having invalid thoughts of chutz lizmano and chutz limkomo. If one has intent to eat the meat of the korban chutz lizmano, meaning outside the time frame allotted to him by the Torah, then it gets a status of pigul, and the kohen who has that in mind when he does the service would be chayav kares. If one does it with a similar intention, but instead has in mind chutz limkomo, to do it outside the allocated area, in that case the korban would be pasul, but there would not be a punishment of kares. So the Mishnah says, Hashochet es hazavach, someone who shechted a korban which is normally eaten, for example, a korban shlamim, or perhaps a korban chatas, which is eaten by the kohanim, but his kavana was, his intent was, lizrok damai b'chutz, to sprinkle the blood outside the area where it's supposed to be sprinkled, meaning, let's say, outside the heichal, or outside the azara, or miktzas damei b'chutz, or if he intended to sprinkle part of the blood in the outside of the azara, and of course we're talking about the initial blood that comes out. The miktzas damei refers to the initial miktzas, or lehakyas emurim b'chutz, if he had intent to sacrifice the emurim, the innards, outside of the azara. Or miktzas evarav b'chutz, or part of the emurim outside of the azara. Or if he had intent, lechol b'sari b'chutz, that the meat should be eaten outside the allocated area, either outside the azara or outside Yerushalayim, depending on what the restrictions of that karban are. Ay kezayas mi b'sari b'chutz, or just a kezayas of the flesh outside the allocated area. Ay lechol kezayas me'ar ha'alya b'chutz, or if he intended to eat a kezayas of the hide, which is covered by the tail outside the allocated area. We're not referring to the hide of the tail, because that was brought on the Mizbeach, but we're referring to the hide which was covered by the tail. Then halach is pasul. It is pasul. V'ein bo kares, but there's no kares, because the rule is that a machshava, a thought of shechutz limkomo, outside the space, has no chiyuv kares. Now we're going to talk about chutz lizmana, where there is a chiyuv of kares. Lizrak damech lemachar. If he intended or had thoughts to sprinkle the blood tomorrow, the next day, which is out of the time allocated, to sprinkle part of the blood the next day, to sacrifice the innards the next day, part of the innards the next day, to eat the flesh the next day, or just a kezayis of the flesh the next day, or to eat a kezayis of the hide covered by the tail the next day. In this case, the rule is pigel. It has the status of pigel, and there will be a chiyav of kares. Mishnah Gimel explains, Zeha klal, this should be the general rule. Kol ha-shochet v'ha-mekabel v'ha-mahalich v'ha-zarek. Anyone who does any of the four integral parts of the service, which is the shechita, the accepting of the blood, the taking the blood to the mizbeach, and the sprinkling of the blood on the mizbeach, and he did it with the intent, lechol dove shedakir lechol, to eat something which is normally eaten, or lehakter dove shedakir lehakter, or to sacrifice something which is normally sacrificed, with the intent of chutz lemkomo, of doing it outside the allocated location, pasul bein bakaris, then the karban will be pasul, but there will not be a punishment of karis. However, if he did the shechita, the kabbalah, the halacha, and the zrika, chutz lizmano, outside the allocated time frame, then pigul, v'chayav and alav karis, it will be pigul and it'll be chayav karis. There is one caveat for this, which is, ubilvad she'ikarev hamatir. There was only a chiv of kares if the rest of the matir, referring to the blood, if the rest of the blood was brought properly to the mizbeach and sprinkled appropriately, then the one who at any part of the service of the blood had in mind to do it chutz lizmano, he would be chayiv kares. However, if the blood becomes pusle for any other reason, even an exterior reason, for example, someone had an improper thought by the throwing of the blood, then since the carbon becomes pasul anyway, then there would not be a chiyuv kares on the kohen who may have had a thought of pigul during the shechita, and this will be explained in the next Mishnah as well.